I don't know if some of you saw Guy Clark at the festival last year, but both he and Susie Boggess got here at the very last minute and had to tune on stage. So after he did that, you know, later on a little bit, one of his strings went out, and he says, "Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Oh, Lord, he's tuning again." And I thought, you know, I got to remember that line.
How's everybody doing? Good. Robertsons are here. How about another hand for Amy Carroll Webb?
Yay.
We love it when she opens for us.
Check, check.
Okay, in just a second, we'll be ready. Dan Peterson just hit a bass note that is resonating in Africa right now in one direction and Southeast Asia in the other. Put three new cracks in the old marble stage.
And we're happy to have this gentleman with us when he's not playing with the symphony. And symphonies and the arts in Florida are taking a hit right now, folks. So do what you can when it comes time to vote to make sure that we all get a chance to enjoy this kind of thing for many, many years to come.
Okay, I think we're ready, right? These people, here's what Ron told me to tell you, that this was the first time that they had had Amy Carroll Webb to open for them and enjoyed it, and this is the first time they're going to have Mindy Simmons. They'll be opening for Mindy Simmons, who is right after them.
Which we enjoy. Yeah. Oh, boy, this thing's hot. Hit, check, check.
Yeah.
Check, check.
So they do their version of Florida folk music, and they have been at the Florida Folk Festival since the mid-1980s. And as I said, that's not Dan Peterson. The bass is Dan Peterson. They've got Dan Peterson sitting in with them and also Stan Gerberer. And they have two CDs out. You can see them, or they're up at the Friends of Florida Folk booth also. So, here they are, Ron and Barry Litchauer. Make them welcome, please.
Hello, how was that for an opening sound?
Yeah.
I think we'll make sure that a little bit of this gets worked out before we start.
It's hot. Check, check, check.
So, to our left, we have Mr. Stan Gerberer. Mr. Harmonica Virtuoso. To my right, my wife of 24 years, Barry Litchauer.
Thank you.
To the right, Mr. Dan Peterson, sitting in for our usual bass player, Ms. Dawn DeWitt, who has been detained.
We tried to put a flower in Dan's hat, but he wouldn't have it.
And we sent the bail money in. We expect her out very soon. Just kind of diddle here and see if the sound gets worked out. How's the voice sound out there? Up.
You can pull the monitors way back.
Acoustically. Hey, Jim.
Check, check.
Hey, Jim.
Are we coming across to you guys? You can hear us?
In the mains? Okay, just if you could just give us like a tiny bit of monitor now, we'll be happy. We have no monitor now.
Jim, what can you hear? Can you hear the guitar? More guitar? Okay, now? Can you hear my voice? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I've been working hard, I'm feeling tired. I gotta find a way to make it right before I tell my boss a thing or three. Well, I've had about as much as I can stand. For a week or two, I've been making plans to get a little change of scenery. Sun's coming up, let's hit the road. Got some music on our stereo. We'll stop for coffee and fill her up with gas. We got out of town a little too late. Now we're cruising up the interstate. Look out for cops, we're driving a little too fast. We got guitars, bikes, and fishing poles, canoe and a pop-up trailer in tow. We're gonna have some fun, we're ready for anything. Yeah, we're loaded up, let's get down. Pedal to the metal, getting out of town. Got some friends waiting for us in White Springs. For some peace of mind, we'll leave the traffic and the noise behind. Feeling better with every orange grove that we pass. Yeah, things are right, we're heaven bound. There ain't nothing gonna get us down, not even that trucker who's riding on our tail. We got guitars, bikes, and fishing poles, canoe and a pop-up trail in tow. We're gonna have some fun, we're ready for anything. Yeah, we're loaded up, let's get down, pedal to the metal, getting out of town. Got some friends waiting for us in White Spring.
If we could get a little of the instruments in the monitor now, I know we told you to shut them off, but I can't really
they
hear the bass. Yeah, they're way off. It would help just a little bit, just to hear me. Yeah.
Little guitar. Right here. There you go.
Yeah. All right, I think we can live with that. That's good.
This is a true story about what happened in I grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida, and without revealing how many years I was there, it's been a long time, and it was a great place to grow up. And it's a true story about what happened to the first place my father ever took me hunting. I don't hunt anymore, but this is a true story.
As the last piece of wetland in the town that I was raised was bulldozed and destroyed so a golf course could be made, I heard somebody coming as we watched the last tree fall. I thought this was protected, now I've seen it all. Yeah, they're digging up the ground where the oaks and cypress grew. This happens all around us, it isn't something new. We trade our peace and refuge for another shopping mall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, where Calusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood, we build interstates and jet ports, tourist towns and shopping malls. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. Campers, we follow the back roads to find the fields and the forests and the old fishing hole. Thank God there's something left, please help us to recall. We've got a long way
it's vanished. Now the men can play their games. No more otters, owls, or egrets. No more osprey call. Now there's nothing left. Now I've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, Wekalusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood. We build interstates and jet fortsters, towns and gambling halls. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. How can we make a difference right here from where we stand? How can we ever give back what we've taken from the land? Protect these precious places where the trees are standing tall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. We've got a long way to go before we've seen it all.
Thank you.
Well, this next song is about a Florida crop that has been harvested and used for many years, but...
Crop with an O, isn't
it? A crow.
Crop with an O,
over
yes.
My head, folks. But anyway, lately it's become popular with folks who, well, especially gentlemen of a certain age, who have a certain problem. And this is an instructional song, and if you... fail to get the message, turn to the person who's laughing and they will explain it to you.
We call it the perfect folk song. It's got a little history, a little free medical advice,
a little bit of humor.
And some humor.
And is this an E or G?
G.
I depend on my wife for so many things, and one of them is playing the songs in the right chord.
Oranges, tomatoes, and sugar cane. Cabbage, watermelon, strawberries, and beans. They all like to grow here where the weather is hot. Florida's got a brand new cash crop. You'll find it in bottles on the health store shelves, where men pushing 50 buy it, cause it helps to relieve a little problem, there is no doubt. Now you wanna know what we're talking about. Salt palmetto. If you're a man, you should take salt palmetto, but first take the exam. Ouch! Salt palmetto. Now you know if you take salt palmetto, you can go with the flow. Shipwrecked in 1696, John Dickinson ate them. He was in a fix. Said they tasted like tobacco juice and rotten cheese. Stopped complaining when he felt the relief of salt palmetto. Theory is simple. If you take salt palmetto, it'll make a stream out of a dribble. You can take salt palmetto, then you'll know. If you take salt palmetto, you can go with the flow. Let's go with the flow. China for 1,000 years. It took a little while, but it caught on here. Then somebody with a basket in a pickup truck figured out how to make him a couple of bucks. Now each summer for about 3 months, they search the palmettos and they search the scrub and the thicket with the spiders and the rattling snakes, picking berries so you and I can taste salt palmetto. Even doctors agree, if you take salt palmetto, it will. We take salt palmetto. Now we know if we take salt palmetto, we can go with the flow. Just take salt palmetto and we can go with the flow.
Thank you. We usually dedicate that to Stuart Pacetti, but I know he's up the hill. However, we have a new guy to dedicate it to. And I don't see him. Ernie Williams.
This is a song a friend of mine wrote that about 4 years ago came this close to winning the Will McLean songwriting competition.
It's in G, Ron. No?
I've lived my life in the sunshine land. Swanee River shares my home. This state of mind that I hold so dear is more precious than cities made of stone. I hear the breeze singing through the trees, gentle rhythms and ancient melodies. In my state, perfect harmony. Florida, sing your songs for me. Lord took the gamble, he called the man's hands. Though the cards dealt weren't meant to be unkind, the ocean's cadence will swallow you whole. Though his heart still beats in three-quarter time, I hear his voice in my memory. The Dutchman lives in that haunting melody. In his state, perfect harmony. Florida, sing his songs for me. Sing your songs for me, Florida. In the live oak trees, Florida. My state of harmony.
Thank you. It was written by a fellow by the name of Brad Boone.
And here's a song by the man that I think started it all, folks. It's a song about a pig. Go for one of your instrument changes.
The Alabama State Division of Tourism now features a drinking pig on its tourism campaign poster.
What state does that stand?
Alabama, and you have to swallow your L's when you say Alabama, so it's really pronounced Alabama.
There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood knows its hurtful touches, dark stick brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun.
Tell me about this.
My smile, I walks out into the moonlight. is on my mind. There's a wild hog in the hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches. Dark's the brown and yellow sand. Dark's the brown and yellow sand. Wild hog. Will McLean.
Thank you.
Time for one more. We're going to finish off with a Don Groom song. Who needs that capo anyway? I put you through a lot, don't I?
Yeah, but I'm good.
And humble, too. Well, I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Well, I left New York City on the interstate. Well, that long line ribbon of concrete was more than I could take. When I hit Virginia, I found the country lane, and I'm back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere. Waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be here once again.
Much.
Roadside Review. Stan Geber, Dan Peterson, Barry Litchauer.